Okay, well, it's 2:30 by the clock over there, so can I welcome you to the second session of the open floor hearing concerning the application for development consent for an underground gas storage facility at Preesall Saltfield, Lancashire. I'll introduce myself. I'm Paul Hudson. I'm an inspector in the Planning Inspectorate and the lead member of the panel appointed to examine this application. And on my left is Libby Gorth, and on my right, Emrys Parry. Similarly, inspectors in the Planning Inspectorate. And collectively, we are the examining authority appointed to examine this application. Now, we're heading towards the end of the six-month period allotted to conduct the examination. Indeed, the examination concludes a week tomorrow. It's been a largely sort of written process. That's what the Planning Act sets out. And during the last 6 months, we've received a very considerable volume of written material, both from the applicant and those individuals and organisations making representations to us about the application. We've held one or two hearings into specific topics that we particularly wanted to look at and hear from people directly. And we've visited the site on several occasions over the past few weeks. Now, when the examination concludes on the 25th of October, we will then have 3 months in which to reach our recommendations and to write a report to the Secretary of State, whose decision it will be whether or not to confirm the order before us for development consent. So the purpose of this hearing, of which this is one session this afternoon, is really to give those people who are registered as interested parties and who did so at the beginning of the process an opportunity to talk to us directly about any additional points building upon those submissions that have been made to us already. So this is principally for those registered interested parties. We are, though, happy to allow other people who wish to speak to us directly, but only when those registered interested parties have done so. Now, I stress that this process is not a public inquiry, and this hearing is not intended to be a sort of a debate or a public meeting or a sort of a Q&A session. And indeed, it is a formal part of the examination process. And the way we conduct it is to invite those people who are making representations or contributions to us, I mean, to sit at the table in front of us and talk to us directly about the points that they wish to make. So in that regard, we would expect presentations to be brief, not simply repeating points already made to us in writing. And indeed, in making an oral representation, if the point's already been made to us, well, then there's no need to repeat it, but simply agree with it and sort of add your weight to the point being made. As one of my colleagues always reminds me, a good point is a good point. It's not made any better than the number of times people make it. I think the final point I need to make is that there are representatives of the applicant here, and we will give the applicant the opportunity to respond at the end of this hearing, which is tomorrow evening, if they wish to, about any points which have been made during the course of the hearing. So I think there's a number of sort of introductory points. We've not been notified of anyone who wishes to speak. So can I, at this point, invite anyone who wishes to speak to identify themselves and let us know? Okay, well, that's fairly conclusive. At that point, therefore, we will close this particular session, and we have another session arranged for this evening at 7:30. Registration for that starts at 7 o'clock. Okay, thank you very much.